Hello, guys. Welcome to Social, the Power of Relationship podcast. I'm Jason.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are talking about being yourself, being authentic. And Josh has a great quote to start us off today.
I do. Well, so it's a long one. It's from Brené Brown, who I love and I've mentioned many times on this podcast. But and this is from her book, The Gifts of Imperfection. And she says, authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. Choosing authenticity means cultivating the courage to be imperfect, to set boundaries, and to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. Exercising the compassion that comes from knowing that we are all made of strength and struggle, and nurturing the connection and sense of belonging that can only happen when we believe that we are enough. Authenticity demands wholehearted living and loving, even when it's hard, even when we're wrestling with the shame and fear of not being good enough, and especially when the joy is so intense that we're afraid to let ourselves feel it. Mindfully practicing authenticity during our most soul-searching struggles is how we invite grace, joy, and gratitude into our lives.
That's beautiful.
A lot to take in, but isn't it pretty?
Sums up what we're going to talk about today. Yeah.
We can just call it good.
Just about. <Yeah. laughs> That was great. And it's a struggle that we all have. I love what she said about every morning. It's a matter of letting go of who we think we are and accepting who we are, flaws and all.
Right.
And being grateful for that.
Yeah. Living in a space of gratitude.
Yeah. One of the things we wanted to review is the fears that prevent us from feeling genuine. Mm-hmm. So I've went around asking everyone here what their fears were of that prevent them from being genuine, being themselves. And we gathered this list of not being heard, not being valued, looking like a fool, not being good enough, and the fear of rejection. Mm-hmm. They all kind of almost sound like they're almost the same fear, but
well, I think so. This is one of the reasons why I love Brené Brown is that she usually seems to like take all of the data and then boil it down to the lowest common denominator and simplify and then articulate that in a way. So it's like she talks about shame. So what we're talking about here is like shame. It's like it's feeling not enough. And those are all ways that we would articulate that in our everyday lives. But it's the feeling that, well, if I fully show who I am, all my flaws and imperfections, then I'm not enough.
That's right.
I'm going to be weighed and measured and judged by those around me that see my true self. And they're going to say, that's not good enough. Mm-hmm. That's not good enough, and therefore you are not worthy of love or connection.
Mm-hmm. And I remember distinctly the moments that those fears were pressed into me. Mm-hmm. My two fears on that list were the fear of not being heard and not being valued. Mm-hmm. And most of those fears occurred when I was in Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. There were all these boys who were different than I was. They were really into sports. They hung out outside of Boy Scouts together, and I was this outcast or this kid who just moved into the town and didn't know anybody there. I didn't even go to school with them. I was homeschooled. Mm-hmm. So I was this weird kid, and anything I said didn't make much sense to them, and what they talked about didn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. And I spent most of that time trying to connect with them. And if they were together in a group, I couldn't, because what they talked about, I couldn't add value to that. Mm-hmm. And as if I tried, and boy, I tried, I was like trying to impress. I was trying to do something to feel like I belonged.
Right.
And then they turned around and either ignored me because I was speaking up loud enough, or they were like, well, that's stupid.
Right.
Like flat out. I'm saying, that's stupid. And those from there on, that fear was something that haunted me.
Mm-hmm.
Of every group that I was a part of, every social event that I went to, I had this fear of people not hearing what I'm saying and not valuing mm-hmm. my presence or valuing what I say.
Yeah.
So I rarely talked. In fact, there's certain times even today where that fear comes up and I don't say a word to anyone.
Yeah. I think that that's a really common experience, not that specific one, but something like that for a lot of people. And a lot of times it happens when we're young.
It does.
Because that's when we kind of become conditioned and we're learning how to be social.
Mm.
And so you just showed an example illustrating the very things that we were talking about, that Brené was talking about, feeling like I need to impress these people. Mm-hmm. I need to impress these boys to get them to like me. Therefore, I need to be whatever it is that they would be impressed by.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find yourself at that time trying to pretend to be interested in the things that they were interested in?
I was. Yeah. So I tried. And at the same time, tried being myself too. Mm-hmm. So I'd tried to do what they were doing. And then anyway, it just never worked.
Yeah.
And I showed some interest in the sports that they were into and got somewhat good at basketball was one of them.
Mm.
And later on, way after we've moved and
mm-hmm.
anyway, that was what really helped me eventually is really what Brené Brown was, is just accepting those flaws, accepting those aren't my interests.
Yeah.
Accepting the fact that these people don't value me and that's okay.
And
they don't need to value me for me to value myself.
Yeah. And like in your case, like the fact that you weren't interested in or didn't value what they valued, that's not even a flaw. That's just your person. You know, there's nothing wrong with you not valuing sports or, you know, and that goes same for everybody else.
Yeah.
It's okay if you don't value some things. Like there are like core things that I think everybody should value, like human life and, you know, other people's feelings and opinions and, you know, meaning the valuing them as having value. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but,
mm-hmm.
but there are tons of other things that are just interests or values that are specific to individual people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to not value the same things as other people, you know?
Yeah. So how would you suggest overcoming those fears?
Well, that's kind of been an ongoing conversation throughout, like I've seen threads of that throughout all of our conversations we've had, that we've had here, throughout the podcast, but
like, we still need to connect with people.
Right. So yeah, exactly. That's one thing I've recognized recently. I've thought, okay, well, it doesn't matter what people think about me. It doesn't matter. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true.
To an extent.
Well, it doesn't. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect my value,
right,
or my worth, but it does affect my emotions.
Yes.
Because we all need connection.
And I guess it depends on where we find value as well. Like,
sure. Yeah.
Do we find value in the friendships we have, the job mm-hmm. we have, the things we carry mm-hmm. with us in this life, in this world?
Yeah.
Where do we find our value? And how do we then in turn share that value with other people?
Mm-hmm. And I think that, so to Brené's point is that you have value inherently, that it comes from within you,
mm-hmm.
regardless of any external circumstance or any external judgment or perception of you, mm-hmm. you know, and that, that being authentic, meaning being open, vulnerable, and real, being willing to show this is who I am and there are a lot of flaws in me and you can see them and it's okay if you see them. And at the same time, your perception of me and your judgment of me doesn't affect one tiny bit my value, my worthiness of having connection and of having love, you know? And so there are going to be people who aren't in a place mentally or emotionally or socially to be able to see and recognize everybody else's value, to see your value.
I see.
And those people, they are valuable people just like we are, but it doesn't mean that we have to seek value from them, seek our own value from them,
right,
or even seek connection with them.
Right.
If they're not going to be open and able to value you at your core for who you are, even all your flaws and everything.
Right. When I was, I think what's helped me over the years too, is like, after we do establish that moment of, yeah, this is who I am, and I don't necessarily care what you guys think. I mean, there's definitely a balance between that, because some people I've met out there where they don't care and they're so out there, and so that there's, if they're not searching for ways to provide love to someone else, or provide value to someone else, accepting other people, then they're not going to find success in this life.
Yeah. So
and that's where I've come down myself, is when I walk into a room or try to connect with new people, I know what value I bring and what I want to talk about, what type of people I want to connect with. And I start searching for those people in the room. I want to talk about the things that I'm interested in, or get someone else talking about something that they're passionate about. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what that passion is on. It could even be sports, but if they're talking about it passionately to me, then it's something that I can get behind and get them to talk about. Mm-hmm. I can ask them more questions about the details of it and keep them talking, which provides value because it gives them a chance to connect with me.
Right. So you're valuing the connection.
That's right.
As opposed, and I think that that's kind of a key little thing here. So like you mentioned, people who are kind of really out there, like they almost become rebellious, right? So it's we shouldn't be seeking for the approval of other people to give ourselves value. Mm. And so some people take that and say, well, I don't want to seek approval from people, therefore, I'm going to do the opposite of what people would approve.
So
as a rebellion.
It's more on the lines of, instead of seeking for approval, you're looking for ways to give approval. Like, so there's a completely different mindset switch for me, is when I walk into a room, I'm not looking for people to approve of me. I'm looking for ways to approve other people, to validate who they are, to validate their unique in a self.
So now here,
who they are.
Here's the question though. And I think this is kind of at the root of it. So, and I think that you probably do this, well, but sometimes, cause I have this, a similar, or have had a similar mindset before, and I recognized in myself, sometimes the reason I'm doing that is to give myself value. Mm. And that's where sometimes we're missing the point a little bit. We have to come from a place of understanding that we always have value no matter what.
Right.
Even if we don't do that, even if we don't go in and try to help other people have value. And even if we don't connect with anybody, even if we don't give somebody an approval or a validation. Mm. And that's not to say that we shouldn't do those things, but we have to start in a place where we are enough as we are, no matter what we do or don't do.
I see.
And then what that does is it lays a foundation that then I think we naturally then are able to provide validation for other people, because it just kind of naturally flows from us. We already have a validation inside of us for ourselves, and therefore we just feel
more anchored in a sense.
Right.
The way I imagine is having that sense of self, we're anchored, which then now allows us to come from, or allows our thoughts to come from the right direction of, now we're out here looking to give value or to validate other people and who they are out of the sense of, that's just what we enjoy doing, instead of being unanchored, unrooted of thinking I need to do this to receive value.
Right.
So,
right.
and which isn't the case. So the case is we're already valued.
Yes.
We're doing this to help other people feel the same way.
And I think in those cases, like for me at least, it just happens. I don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have to go into a room and think, okay, I need to find someone to value. It just happens.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling good about myself, and therefore it just kind of spews out, right? It just overflows from and emanates from me.
Mm.
And I naturally empower other people and make them feel hopeful and validated, because it's just, I'm just acting out of my natural feelings at that point.
That's right.
So I think that to answer your question, how do we get from a place, how do we kind of fix that feeling of, well, we've got to do a lot of internal examination and figure out some things about why we do the things we do. And we have to cultivate and develop a belief system in ourselves that says I am good enough, no matter what. Right.
I see. Yeah. And next thing, another topic on my list here under the being yourself. Now there's many different selves that we can be, all depending on the type of people we're hanging out with and the people that we're not, like because who are we really? Like, and most people are, and in the world will debate this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is, for me, my interpretation is we are the thoughts we think and the actions we do.
Okay.
And depending on the type of people we're around depends on the type of thoughts we have and the actions we take. So when we're all by ourselves, we're thinking different thoughts than majority of the time we're thinking different thoughts than versus when we're hanging out with friends or hanging out with family or hanging out with new people that we're learning more about or people that we don't like or people that makes us nervous. All these different situations give us different thoughts and different emotions, which respond to different actions, which creates the different types of us.
Right. Right. So we had this conversation last weekend, right? About why we can't always seem to feel like we can be ourselves in every circumstance, you know? Sometimes we can, right? Sometimes it's like, okay, I'm feeling confident and I can be myself and I'm vulnerable and authentic. But other times in different situations, like a switch flips and we can't seem to access it. And we talked about this, and I think that the reason is that until something becomes a habit, the current habit will take over. The current conditioning will take over. So what we've been conditioned to, how we've been conditioned to respond and see ourselves and see other people and see circumstances is the way that we will react in the moment. So we can think about it and we can talk a good game and say, okay, now I'm valuable no matter what. But in the moment, if somebody doesn't value us or somebody rejects us in that moment, how do we respond to ourselves emotionally and mentally? And a lot of the time, until we kind of retrain ourselves to respond with compassion to ourselves, the training will kick in.
Right.
The conditioning will kick in. So that's why in a moment, that's why there's so many different versions of you, because it's like in theory, we can understand the concepts, but in practice, until we change the core habitual beliefs, the conditioning will always kick back in.
Yeah.
You know, and it can be a process to change. And
it's understanding where our fears are coming from is what I would say one of the first steps is, like, what the questions I would ask is, what fears are preventing me from being myself? And in fact, that was when we were having this conversation, it was in the car. We were driving back from this trip. And, I asked if you guys ever felt like it like you're being your true self. And what was shocking to me is Josh and my cousin Andrew, they shared that most of the time they don't feel like them, like they can be themselves. And I actually resonated with that too, of like, there are a lot of times where I feel like I can't be myself more often than times when I feel like I can. And anyway, so that's what responded into this podcast today is how could we let go of those fears and really do what Brene Brown talked about of letting go of this expectation of who we think we are, mm-hmm. and just accepting ourselves for who we are, mm-hmm. flaws and all. And then when we accept that and we're anchored, then allowing ourselves to then look for ways to help other people and to validate them.
So one thing I've been doing recently, and I would recommend it to anybody, is to feel your feelings. Okay. Mm. So like, even the bad ones, maybe especially the bad ones.
Okay.
So like, I don't know about you, but a lot of times, like if I go throughout my day, I have a certain standard that I feel like I'm trying to live to, and that's manifested in a lot of different feelings. So like if I have a feeling of anger towards somebody, for instance, right? Like then I shame myself and say, that's bad. Don't feel that. That's bad. Or if I have a feeling of fear in a social situation, oh, don't feel afraid. You know, like you, and we repress those feelings.
Right.
Okay. So then, but what I've been recognizing now is the importance of feeling them, like, and it's okay if you feel them. It's okay if you feel afraid. It's okay if you feel anger. It's okay if it's good. It's not okay to lash out and hurt other people with those feelings, but it's okay to feel them and feel like it's okay that I feel this. I'm still enough, even though I'm imperfect and I'm feeling this feeling that I feel like is imperfect, you know?
See.
And so then you're allowing yourself to feel it and you're being compassionate to yourself through the feeling and saying, I'm still enough, even though I'm feeling this, letting myself feel it. So then when you can process it and then you can let it go instead of trying to repress it and never have it.
Mm.
So that's one thing. Another thing I've been doing is journaling a lot, journaling about my experiences and my pains and my past experiences that have given me difficulty. Journaling is something that Brené talks about actually in her book, Daring Greatly, how it's something that can be very therapeutic for people. Especially
it has been for me, for sure. I've journaled since I was 8.
Perfect.
And more aggressively when I turned 14, I keep this book. I called my book of thoughts, which was doing exactly that. It was just something I felt like I needed to do out of the blue. It's like, I think I'll just keep track of my thoughts because my thoughts control my emotions. And I was really depressed at that time in my life. So it really helped me to
kind of sort through them
and identify where all these feelings were coming from.
And it gives you a voice. Like you mentioned early on.
Yeah. Good point.
That you feel like, well, I'm afraid, you know, I'm afraid of not being heard. Well, when you write something down, even though it kind of seems silly, like, well, you're just writing it. But it really does give it a voice. It makes it feel like it was heard. It was recorded. It was written down. It was recognized. It was validated. And then it allows you to move through it and move past it and let it go.
I see. Yeah.
So even if you don't have a physical person in your life that you can talk to about it, you can journal it. You can write it down. Write down your negative feelings, your negative thoughts, your without judgment, your mistakes that you felt like you've made, the things you've done to hurt other people, everything that you want to let out of you instead of holding it in and repressing it. And that will help you to kind of sort through a lot of the limiting beliefs, I think, that we have.
That's great.
It has for me.
That's fantastic. And then the last thing we want to talk about before we end the podcast today is understanding the things we like to give and the things we don't like to give in our relationships. I think this has to do with being ourselves, because sometimes we want to impress people, so we'll end up doing something that we don't necessarily want to do.
Right.
And sometimes like that gets in the way of, again, being our true self, going back to that, knowing who you are and realizing this isn't something I like to do for people.
Right.
And being okay with that. But then recognizing what you do like to do. Like, for example, I like to get people talking. I enjoy talking myself, but I enjoy finding someone's passion and really letting them talk about their passion. That's something I like to do. What I don't like to do is listening to someone gripe about how miserable they are. That's something I don't like to do. It's like some example there.
So, we talked about this a little bit before, and and I asked some clarifying questions about this. So the things we like to do or not like to do, these are things that we value or don't value as it pertains to like social interaction.
That's right.
You know, so things that we think are valuable or not valuable, and they can be anything from like well, some people really like going and they're really outdoorsy, right? So they want to go out and go hiking and mountain biking and whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But some people will say, well, I really like this person and I want to spend time with them. So I need to like the same things that they like. I need to value the same things they value.
True. Yeah. I find myself doing that still depending on the girl I'm around.
Right.
Right.
Right. It happens a lot in dating relationships.
Yeah, for sure.
Unfortunately. And then what happens is you get further on into the relationship, realize you don't have that much in common.
Yeah.
And you can't keep that up forever. And
that's true.
You know,
can't keep it up forever, but at least it gives you an opportunity to explore.
Sure.
That's the way I see it is, I'm willing to do something for a little while just to explore, to see if it's something that I would like or I could grow to like, to enjoy.
Well, we talked about that concept as well on our trip, right? And I think there's so much value in meeting people and trying things that you wouldn't necessarily have tried before. But it has to come, in my feeling, in my opinion, there are things that we don't like to do because we're afraid of them, mm-hmm. or afraid to do them. Mm-hmm. And there are things that we don't like to do because it's our personality. And I think it's incumbent upon us to find where those things are. Because I think that there's great value in growing and trying new things, but there's not a lot of value in trying to change our core person to appease somebody else.
Right.
And fit in with somebody else and make a connection with somebody else.
I can see that.
You know? And so I really like that. Try it. You know, you can try it, you know, why not? You can try it and see if you like it. And if you don't, you can say, I don't like this. I don't, you know, and you don't have to do it. You don't have to keep doing it. But I think that's a pretty healthy approach that you take. That's like, well, I can try it for a while and see if I like it.
Yeah. And very good.
But then,
point.
As long as you're then at some point, if you don't like it, if you're willing to say, I don't like this, I don't want to do it anymore.
Right.
Really, you know, I don't.
And calling it quits and saying, oh, sorry, and closing the relationship if that's necessary.
If that's all your relationship is built on, is that,
right?
You know, that thing.
Yeah. Well, that's everything that we have for today, guys. We're going to actually take a break from podcasting for probably a month or so, and then we'll come back to it. I'm so glad you guys have been listening to the podcast this long, and we all have different little projects going on at the moment, and we need some focus time on them. And it's been great having you guys there, and eventually we'll come back to this. But thank you so much, everyone, and we'll let you know if when the next update is on the podcast.
That's right.
And definitely leave comments below. Subscribe to our social platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Social the Power of Relationships, and our website at socialthepower.com or socialthepowerofrelationships.com, whichever one you want to go. It all works.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.